Russia on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns another page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
If you remember, when the attempt was made on the life of Peter Ridgway down in the Hyde Park Underground, Digby Mitchell tried to hobble the fellow who almost pushed Ridgway under the incoming train. But he missed. A little fat man got in his way and tripped him up. He was quite obviously one of the gang planted on the spot to balk any pursuit. Mitchell followed the fat man to a house in a lane off the West India Dock Road, and they went ahead from there, counting on him to lead them to the headquarters of Demetrius. But events had been moving in other directions. Cutts had rescued a girl called Sally Jones from the Red Feathers Club, the girl we'd talked to in the street the night we'd lost Peter Ridgway. And the combination of surrounding circumstances made it look very much as though we'd found him. Cutts phoned me from a public box near the girl's address and went back to watch her house. We didn't want Ridgway to slip through our fingers again. I joined him there, and we went up to Sally's rooms while Inspector Frayne and his men guarded the street below. Get set, Cutts.
Who is it?
Open the door, miss.
But who is it?
Major Keene and Sergeant Cutts. You'll have to let us in. We don't want to have to break your door down.
Just a minute. What do you want?
We're coming in. There's nothing to be afraid of. I'm sorry to disturb you at this hour, Miss Jones, but we've reasons to believe you've been hiding a man called Ridgway, have you?
No. No, I haven't. I never heard of him.
Look, there's no sense in lying. Come along. Let's have a look round.
There's pipe ash over there, Major. And some shirts.
You see, Sally? Now come along, be a good girl. Tell us all about it.
Peter Ridgway hasn't done anything. He didn't kill that American.
You took him in off the streets, did you?
He was hunted, and he'd been hurt.
Hmm. Well, where is he now? You'd better tell us, you know.
He's not here. Major Keene, it's the others you should be after, not Peter Ridgway. That Hetty Bergner woman and someone called Demetrius.
I'm the one to decide that. We have to get hold of Ridgway for what he can tell us, whether he murdered the American or not. Now, where is he?
I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry, but we'll have to wait here till he gets back. We won't be able to let you use your telephone or leave your rooms. I think you'd better go back to sleep. We'll try not to worry you.
I wish they'd beaten me up in Tony Marzotti's office rather than this.
I'm sorry, miss. It can't be helped.
Ridgway won't blame you, Sally. Cutts, get that chair over here so he won't see you when he comes in. He might have a long wait. At least we'll nab the fellow this time. I wonder where the deuce he is.
Do you think he spotted us, Digby?
If he has, he hasn't let on. There he goes across the road.
Looks as though he's heading for home.
Look here, Peter, this could go on for months. This is the third night we've followed him about, and he might never go near Demetrius. Why don't we tackle him and see what we can find out?
Well, we could be making fools of ourselves, but it's our only chance.
I say go for him. We don't even know who he is yet. Now take it easy, we're getting too close.
He turned into that lane there by the look of it. If this fog doesn't get any thicker.
This is a fine way to spend a leave. Chasing a little fat character about the West India Dock Road. Oh, where's he gone?
Returned in here, I'm certain he did.
I can't see a thing.
Hold it. I think I can see him by that loading platform.
Where the devil are we?
Behind some sort of a factory or warehouse or something.
Hold on a minute.
What's the matter?
We've lost him.
He must be in here somewhere. Listen, listen for his steps. Hear anything?
Not a sound. Only that ship.
Shh. There's someone behind us.
Looking for me, gentlemen? No, please, don't turn around.
Who are you? The little fat man?
That is an unflattering description, but unfortunately true. To avoid unpleasantness, gentlemen, let me inform you that I am armed, that I am not 6 feet from you, that I will have no compunction in shooting you both, and that I would like you to walk straight ahead, if you please.
Where are we going?
That you will presently see. Come, come, gentlemen, I must insist that you do as I say. Walk straight ahead.
What about it, Mitchell?
I'm inclined to take him seriously.
Yeah, me too. All right, whoever you are, here we go.
At the end of the lane, you will turn to your left into an alley. At the head of the alley, you will find some steps going up. I will be close behind you, gentlemen. Do nothing unwise. Now, very slowly and carefully, if you please. There is enough light for you to see what you are doing. On your right, fairly high, the light switch. That's correct. You will both sit side by side at the table, if you please. With your hands flat and in sight upon it. So.
So we walk right into it.
I'm afraid so. I have been studying you with care the last three nights, gentlemen. You are obviously amateurs. I decided that tonight it was time to make your acquaintance.
Suppose we skip the small talk. You're one of Demetrius's gang. What are you going to do?
I beg your pardon?
You were one of the people who tried to kill Ridgway before at Hyde Park Corner. Do we get taken to Demetrius, or do we both catch it here and now? Or are you Demetrius?
Me? Demetrius? Why do you say I was one of those who tried to kill Ridgway? Why, yes. Yes, of course. Now I recognize you, my friend. You are Peter Ridgway, the young man from the underground that night.
Well, it's nice to know that we're not absolute strangers.
So, that is why you have been following me. Because I got in your way that night, and you thought... Mon Dieu, and I thought I was being hunted by Demetrius myself.
You get it, Digby?
It's over my head.
It would appear that explanations are in order, gentlemen. And to show you that what I am about to tell you is true, here, take my pistol. I assure you I am not mad. Take it.
Well, I'll be hanged. But if you're not one of Demetrius's chaps, who the dickens are you?
Paul Bonnet, a citizen of France, at your service.
If it's not too much to ask, just exactly how do you fit into the scheme of things?
That I propose to tell you, Mr. Ridgway. But first, since I trust we will in future be working together, I have a bottle we might share. It is a long story you are about to hear. I need friends. I am going to tell you all I know. And I want you to listen with care, because I am going to tell you the story of Demetrius.
Major Keane, I can't keep still. Waiting and waiting and waiting. They've never been back this late before.
They, Sally?
Peter and Digby Mitchell.
Look here, why don't you tell me what they're up to? You don't think I'm an ogre, do you? If Ridgway's an innocent man, there's nothing to fear from me. And you won't protect him by keeping quiet.
Oh, I knew what to do.
Don't you see? We'll have him any minute now. There's a police car just down the street. Once he walks up your stairs, he can't possibly escape. Now, come on. What do they go out together for every night?
They're after one of Demetrius's men.
No, no, don't answer it. Keep away from that phone, Sally. If it's Ridgway, he'll have to think you've gone out.
Major!
What is it, Cuts?
One of the plainclothes men coming up, sir.
All right. You see what he wants when he gets up here. I'll take over at the window. Come here, Sally. Don't mind if I hang on to you until the phone stops ringing, do you? Ah, it's all right now. But come over here to the window. There you are, Sally. See the police car? And the man leaning up against the wall? And those two other men further down? And there are men in the tube station down there, too. Yes, what does he want, Cuts?
Wireless message from headquarters, sir. There's a young lady been there, sir, wanting to see you, urgent.
Hedy Bergner?
Oh, no, not her, sir. She wouldn't leave her name.
All right. Tell them to hang on to her if they can, or put her on to someone else.
Well, she won't talk to anyone else, sir. Only you.
Then she'll just have to wait.
Right we are, sir.
Oh, just a minute. Tell them down in the street to keep a particular lookout for cabs. Ridgway hasn't a car, so if he's not on foot, he'll almost certainly turn up in a cab.
Yes, sir.
Sally, I have an idea Ridgway won't be much longer. If he's been up since 4 yesterday afternoon, he'll be home soon for some sleep. I want you to go into the other room, and I'm going to lock the door behind you.
I won't call out. I promise I won't.
Come along now. You must do as I say.
Oh, I can't stand this waiting, Major. How much longer? It's driving me crazy. There won't be any shooting, will there?
My dear, we have to take Peter Ridgway prisoner. If he resists or tries to run for it...
Oh, no. No.
Look, we don't want to hurt him any more than you do. Now into the other room you go like a sensible girl.
Major Keane.
Yes?
There's a cab coming up the street.
Stopping here?
Just a minute, sir. Just a jiff. Yes. Yes. Right at the door, sir.
Good. I'm glad it's over. We've finally got our hands on Peter Ridgway. The stage was set. Cuts was covering the cab from the window and the street was sealed off at either end. Sally was locked in her bedroom. She couldn't warn him. There wasn't another vehicle in the street. 10 or 12 pairs of eyes were focused in the one direction. I didn't give a thought to the girl who wanted to see me on the embankment. I was waiting for Peter Ridgway to get out of his cab.
While the girl waits for Gregory Keane at the embankment, Paul Bonnet throws new light on the mystery of Demetrius. In the next chapter of this story of suspense, Dossier on Demetrius.